in the story today from the Acts of the Apostles, from the Acts of the Holy Spirit, we see now what does it mean, the radicalness of what it means for us to fulfill that commandment. We see it enacted in what Peter is doing. In order to understand just how powerful God's love is in breaking down barriers, we need to hear this whole story. Today we just got a tiny little snippet. So I'll start from the beginning. There was a man in Caesarea, a Roman city founded by Caesar. That's why it was called Caesarea. And he was named Cornelius. Cornelius was the commander of a regiment, a cohort of soldiers. He was a centurion. But an interesting thing about Cornelius is that he was a God-fearing man. He prayed, he gave alms, he gave to the poor people in his town, and he led his whole household, not only just his family, but also his servants, his slaves, all the people who worked for him. He led them in fearing God as well. And one day when Cornelius was praying, as he had a habit of doing, he had a vision. An angel came to him glowing, as real as the person next to you. So give your neighbor a little punch. Wake him up. As real as the person next to you. And that person, the angel, God's spirit, coming to Cornelius said, Cornelius. Cornelius was terrified. He didn't know what to think. Cornelius, God has heard your prayers and seen your almsgiving, and it has been memorial before God in heaven. And I'm sending you now to Joppa, and you will find there a man whose name is Simon, but everybody calls him Peter, and he's going to be at a house by the sea, the house of Simon the Tanner. You need to send some people there. Go and get him. Bring him back here because he has the message of salvation, not only for you, but for everybody in this house. And Cornelius said, I will do it. And so he got two of his slaves together and he got one of his soldiers and he said, off to Joppa you go and go and find this man who is named Simon Peter. And so off they go. And here's how the Spirit works. This is amazing. This is one of the wonderful things about God's Spirit, is that God's Spirit doesn't only act in your life. God's Spirit acts in all of our lives simultaneously. And so at the same time that God's Spirit is speaking to Cornelius in Caesarea, God's Spirit is speaking to Peter in Joppa. Now, Peter was in Joppa because God had brought them there to raise someone from the dead, which had happened. And now he was at the house of some of the believers, and he was up on the roof, and it was about lunchtime, and he was hungry. And he was praying, and he had a vision too. And out of the sky, in this vision, out of the sky came this giant blanket. Down, hanging on some ropes. And on this giant blanket, on this cloth, on this fabric, was every animal, all of God's animals. And a voice, God's Spirit, spoke to Peter saying, take, kill, eat. And Peter said, no, Lord, I can't do that. Because I only eat kosher food. I only eat Jewish food. I can't kill and eat these animals because my lips have never touched something that was unclean. Peter was a good Jewish boy. He followed God's law, and that was God's law, not to eat of these animals. But the Holy Spirit spoke to Peter again and said, Peter, what God has made clean, you must not call unclean. And this happened once, twice, a third time. And then the blanket went back up into heaven. And Peter was wondering, what could this mean? Now, just then, there came a knock at the door. And the Holy Spirit again whispered into Peter's ear, hey, there's some people at the door. You got to go with them. Do not hesitate one bit. And this is something interesting now. The word in Greek hesitate doesn't also mean something very special in this context. It means don't hesitate, meaning go readily. But it also means do not discriminate. Don't make a division. Don't draw the line. And so Peter says, okay. So Peter goes down to the front door. And who's there? Two Gentile slaves and one Gentile soldier. Now, you have to understand what this means. All right? This is a Jewish household. These are nice Jewish people. They follow the laws. They're good people. They do everything they're supposed to do. They're clean. They're upright, moral standing citizens. And here's kind of these people who are from, you know, the Romans, right? They're not so wonderful. But Peter marches right out there, and he says, here I am. I'm the man you're looking for. The Spirit told me to go with you without hesitation, without discrimination. And they were like, oh, great, okay. We thought this was going to be harder. Come on in, let's have some dinner. The first miracle happens. Remember, this is a Jewish house. Nothing unclean is supposed to be in a Jewish house. And yet, these Gentiles are welcomed in. People who do not follow God's law are welcomed in. The next day, they travel back to Caesarea. And on the way, they go in. Here's something miraculous. Again, while the Holy Spirit is working in Joppa with them, the Holy Spirit is also working with Cornelius back in Caesarea, because he's so sure that Peter is coming, he calls all of his family and friends together and says, come over to my house. Tomorrow, a very special man of God is going to be coming. So when Peter and six other believers from Joppa arrive in Caesarea at Cornelius' house, the whole crowd is there. They're all assembled. They're ready for him. And here's something amazing, too. Maybe this reminds you of a different story. Cornelius goes out to meet Peter. Cornelius goes out to meet Peter. Now, in this time period, you have to understand, Cornelius is a man of means. Cornelius is a leader of hundreds of soldiers in the Roman army. Cornelius has his own suit of very special armor. He is an aristocrat. Centurions send slaves to go open the door. They don't go themselves. And so Cornelius goes to Peter to welcome him into his house. This is how much he esteemed Peter and knew that Peter was coming from God. And so what does Cornelius do? Because he knows Peter is from God, he gets down on the ground and he kneels in front of him. And the Bible says he begins to worship Peter. But Peter is not God, and Peter knows that. And he says, get up, Cornelius. Don't worry. I'm just a man. Don't worry about me. And so they welcome Peter and the six other believers from Joppa into the house. And Peter's a little bit surprised. He's like, you know, it's really, really strange for me to be in the house of a Gentile. You know that, right? This is really odd. This is not normal. I'm not supposed to be here, but God told me to be here, and so I came without hesitation. There's that word again. I came without discriminating. Now, what do you want me to... Why did you call me? And so Cornelius told him, I had a vision from God that you should be coming. And so here you are. We're so happy you came. How kind of you. But we know that also you have a word from God to share with us. So share it. We are ready to listen. And so Peter stands in front of the people and gives them the good word. He says, you have known this from the beginning, that Jesus was appointed by God to be his Messiah, to be his Savior, the one anointed with the Holy Spirit from the beginning of his ministry. He was testified to by John the Baptist. He healed people. He drove out demons. He defeated the devil wherever he went. He was crucified and died on the cross. He was buried, but on the third day he was raised up again. And he appeared to us. We saw him. We ate with him. I'm a witness of this very thing. And he commanded us to go and tell other people that salvation comes in his name. And so I'm here telling that to you. Now here's the amazing thing. This is what I love. This assures me as a preacher every week. And this is the part that you heard read by Ladine today. the Holy Spirit came upon them even while they were sleeping. Everybody give your neighbor a little Holy Spirit tap. Come on now, Elise, I know you've hit Mike before him. The Holy Spirit came upon them while he was still speaking. He didn't finish. It wasn't his rhetorical flourish. It wasn't the big ending. It wasn't the joke that he told in the middle. It was the Holy Spirit coming upon them. And the six other Jewish Christians who were there dropped their jaws and their eyes got really big. Because when the Gentiles, the Romans, the outsiders, the people who the Jews had always discriminated against, received the Holy Spirit, the Jewish Christians are like, how could this be happening? How can the Holy Spirit be coming upon them too? And they were amazed. And they all stayed there in the house of a Gentile, in the house of an outsider, for many days. Because God's Spirit was already there. Now, there's an epilogue to this story, an important thing. After a few days, Peter and the other believers go back to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, the people had heard that the Holy Spirit had come to the Gentiles. And you'd think they'd be happy. They weren't happy at all. They said, how can those gall darn rassafrassin egg-sucking Gentiles... I don't know. That was a tame one, I guess. They were upset, okay? And they were right to be upset. Don't get me wrong. They were right to be upset. Think about this. For thousands of years, the only instruction that they had had from God is that you don't eat these things. You don't hang out with Gentiles. You make sure you are hanging out with the Jewish people, the right people who follow the law and do the right things and have all the good commandments. Those are the people you hang out with. Those are the people you fellowship with. Those are the people you have over to your house. Those are the people you go and do things with because they're clean. They're good. They're inside the box. They're inside the family of God. You don't go and hang out with the Gentiles. That's not what Jewish people do. That's what God commanded us. This is God's law, people. You can't just go and change God's law. Unless God does. And that's what the six witnesses who went along with Peter said, as well as Peter himself. They said, we would not have believed it ourselves, and yet we saw the Holy Spirit come upon them. That's my best Jerry Seinfeld. We saw the Holy Spirit come upon them. And so now we know that the Spirit and the message that leads to salvation and life has come even to the Gentiles. That God does not discriminate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, praise God. There's no lines. That's what Christ commands us when he says, love as I have loved you. There's no more lines. Don't discriminate. Because the joy, the word complete in the gospel doesn't mean complete in the sense of like I finished my Erector set, you know, like, ooh, it's complete. No, it means whole. Our joy is not whole until everyone knows of God's joy. There are no more lines. That's the act of the Spirit. And the same Spirit that was in Peter, the same Spirit that was in Cornelius, the same Spirit that came upon all the household of those gall-darn Gentiles is the Spirit that's in you right now, right here, in your life. I'm surrounded by God. The Jesus in me greets the Jesus in thee. The Jesus in me greets the Jesus in thee. Why? It makes you easy. You're easy. You're easy to love. Go in love beyond the boundaries, my brothers and sisters. Beyond the boundaries, go in love. Amen.
Amen.